This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today our study of Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, where the Apostle Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ." Now, we've been considering what it means to be able to say, "To me to live is Christ," and to tell the truth when one says it means, first of all, that Christ is the King of our lives, Acts 2:36, John 18:36. It means also that Christ is the realm of our lives, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17-19, where Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." In the third chapter of the book of Galatians, in the 26th and 27th verses, the Apostle Paul says, "So then you're all sons of God through faith," that means through the faith, through the gospel, "in Christ Jesus." You see, one becomes a son of God in Christ. So long as one remains out of Christ, he is not a son of God, he is rather a son of Satan. There are only two choices that we can be. Now notice carefully further in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10, Paul said, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus." Notice carefully, the Bible plainly and unequivocally declares that salvation is in Christ Jesus. Now then, the all-important question becomes, how does one get into Christ? Not by believing, as many modern-day preachers would tell us, not by believing alone. Certainly we are saved by faith, but not by dead faith, which is faith without further acts of obedience, and not by faith alone, James 2:24, and not at the point of faith, Mark 16:16. For Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So the realm of Christ is reached when we are baptized into Christ. One cannot say, "For to me to live is Christ," and not be in Christ. For, as Paul said in 2 Timothy 2:10, salvation is in Christ Jesus. And my friends, the Bible nowhere tells you that you enter Christ in any way other than by being baptized into Christ. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ gives one the right to become a child of God. Now, obviously, I cannot become a son of my mother and father because I'm already that. You cannot become a son or a daughter of your mother and father because you're already that. I cannot become a member of the faculty of the school of which I'm a professor because I'm already that. But notice carefully that believers have the right to become sons of God. There are many people who teach that the very moment one believes, he becomes a son of God. Now, if that were true, John chapter 1, verses 11 to 13 simply could not be true. For the Bible says there that Christ came into his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the right, that is the privilege or liberty of action, to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You see, believers are given the right to become sons of God. Therefore, they are not sons of God. That's why we find in John 12:42-43, that many of the rulers believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess it, lest they be put out of the synagogue, for they love the praise and glory of men more than the praise and glory of God. You see, then, here are men who are believers, but who would not confess it because they love men more than God. But the Bible teaches that men who love men more than God cannot be saved. They are anathema. 1 Corinthians 16:22, "If any man love not the Lord, let him be anathema." So, for one to be born again, to be a new creature, he must be in Christ. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 says, "Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him through baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life." And so, if you're to be able to save, to me to live is Christ and tell the truth, you must be able to say that Christ is the King of your life, the realm of your life, and the clothing of your Christ, of your life, about which we shall say more on our next program. Please do be with us, and until then, may God bless and keep you is our earnest prayer.